Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations. And by the way, we broadcast to great radio stations along the line on the Genesis Communications Network. They're streaming us on GCNLive.com. We're also fortunate to be able to be broadcasting on several of the select Salem Media stations in some of the largest radio markets in America. And of course, some of the great independent stations around the country as well for a great mix of people to talk to at night, as well as around the world on the internet as we stream on our website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, also on our Salem media stations, and as I said, on GCNLive.com. Now, a special shout out goes out as always to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx and UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers who are going to have their hands full trying to get through some of these sloggy roads with the water in them tonight and tomorrow, and, of course, our suicide jockeys that are out there hauling the gas, the diesel, and the oil products so we can put that fuel in our vehicles and away we go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on X as Captain's America. And, of course, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and you'll find links over there for the guests that we have, plus different things that we do, and our events page is over there. And our first guest tonight, as always, going to be Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out there in California. Good morning, Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to say the pledge and get rolling because we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Now, you ready?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to talk about Adalia, because Adalia said hello to Florida in kind of some rough fashion, and we've been watching this storm get bigger and bigger and stronger during the course of the evening. It's right now gone a little bit past us. We're to the south and southeast of it right now, but it's 100 miles southwest of Cedar Key. And we talked about Cedar Key with a lot of the folks last night, talking about that wall of water that was coming their way, the surge of water. And it's definitely still going in that direction, although the storm is going a little bit more to the left. And what the problem is going to be now is that surge is no longer going to be 10 to 15 feet or 9 to 11 or anything like that. Now they're talking 12 to 16 feet, the surge. And that's going to do a lot of damage, the water, that is.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. As we understand, as it moves towards Cedar Key, I suspect that's also known collectively as the Big Bend region,
yep.
I believe. And
yep.
this is going to be, I think, the first time a Category 3 or stronger is going to go into that area. So what's going to happen is anybody's guess, except for the fact with that big storm surge you're talking about, we know that it's going to be major.
Well, it's currently a Category 3 with 120-mile-an-hour sustained winds with higher gusts. It's rapidly intensifying into a Category 4 from a Category 3. It's going to have catastrophic, the word is catastrophic, storm surge coming from the National Weather Service and destructive winds expected in the Florida Big Bend region this morning. Don't know what time, not isolated on a time yet, this morning when Idalia finally makes landfall. And the projection is massive flooding. A lot of damage right here in our area when it came by. We've got reports now out on Longboat Key of some houses being flooded, some properties there and businesses being flooded. That's not a surprise. There's some low-lying areas out there. And, of course, that's expensive real estate out there when you get on the little keys that stick out into the Gulf. You get back and forth there on the bridges. That's how you go back and forth from the mainland. But the thing of it is we in Tampa dodged a major bullet in that we did not get as big of a storm as what we thought we might have. We got a storm all right, but we've got tropical force winds, and the rain is not going to be as much as they thought, and the surge, I don't believe, is going to be as much as what they thought. But there is still some flooding in the area.
That's right, Captain. We're also monitoring any tornado warnings that pop up. One just expired a few moments ago at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. This was located near Avon Park. That is to say, a thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was in the area there. That has expired. We don't see any new ones popping up yet, but we're going to be monitoring them throughout the morning.
And that will go on until the storm gets well beyond us, because that's part of what happens. Now, I will also tell everybody, if you want to call in, if you've got some damage to report or something we need to know about, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. I will tell you this, if you think you're going to get on an airplane in the next few hours and fly out and go somewhere, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. So, got to be patient wherever you're at and whatever you're doing. In the meantime, Kyle Warren and I will be back with more right after this break. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600. Come on now.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. That's right, Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, celebrating his 20th anniversary. Believe it or not, he sold more than 80 million MyPillows. When I heard that, I couldn't believe it, but I went back and verified it, and that's true. 80 million so far in his 20-year career. All you got to do, folks, just go over to MyPillow.com. You're going to need a promo code. The promo code will always be the word Captain. And the telephone number, if you want to call them to place an order or ask any questions, is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. That number's available 24/7. You can reach them right now. Promo code Captain, MyPillow.com. Go over there and find out what's for sale. How about everything? How about everything? And you can save some big money, too. MyPillow.com. Promo code Captain. Phone number 800-641-5459. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
In talking about the preparation for the storm and whatnot, we have got at least 4,000 linemen that were brought in by Duke Energy, and some of them came from other parts of the country, obviously. They were staging some of them right over near where I live. But they moved out as the storm started to go by, and I just saw them on television. A whole bunch of them are up in Ocala right now, staged up there a little bit closer to where the storm went to. And there have been some power outages, nothing like what there could have been. It's been 700 outages by mid-afternoon in Pinellas County, reported by Duke Energy. And then Tico Electric reported some 1,300 outages a little bit before 3 p.m. in Hillsborough County. And most of them were just in a single area by Interstate 4 and Interstate 75, and by 5 p.m. they had their power back. So there you go. But we had grocery stores that closed yesterday by 5 o'clock. For example, Publix, Winn-Dixie, Target, Walmart, and the HCA Florida Healthcare Clinics all closed up early yesterday, and they'll make up their mind as to what they want to do today. So that's kind of what's been going on here. And as I said, the airports are closed, and they'll make up their mind later today, whether or not they want to start flying again, probably in the afternoon, not the morning.
That's right, Captain. And, of course, one of the other things that we'll be tracking throughout the program here is the power outages.
Yep.
Right now in
yep.
the state of Florida, looks like we've got about 26,430 customers out. The vast majority of that is in Sarasota County right now with 7,249 customers out. Next door in DeSoto, we've got about 1,000 people out. And then up in Wakulla County, which is up in this area where the hurricane's going to do most of its damage, we believe. Right now, just about 500 people. We expect this to change, of course. That's why you want to make sure that you have your devices charged before we experience massive power outages.
Well, up in that area is where the storm surge is projected to be between 12 and 16 feet. That's going to be very substantial up in that area. It's kind of rural up here, so that's the only thing that will save them from a lot of devastation. Now, we do have some other news to report here. Of course, Governor DeSantis is back in Florida, not campaigning, but he's taking charge of the situation and showing again why he's one of America's best governors, if not the best.
Well, Governor DeSantis, of course, has been through hurricane issues like this before. He knows exactly, you know, what the steps are to take. And I think he's also instilled a lot of confidence in Floridians by coming back off the campaign trail and being there in order to handle this firsthand.
Right. And, of course, something else that happened kind of unexpectedly, not really, I guess. Francis Suarez, the mayor of Miami, suspended his White House campaign, and he dropped out of the race after he failed to qualify for the first Republican debate, and now he's back in Miami.
Yes, and this was not entirely a surprise, basically. He didn't really seem to get a lot of traction, and so I suppose you think maybe next time might be his thought.
Well, yeah, or maybe he's going to run for federal office at the state level. He might be running for Senate for all we know. But anyway, and then some serious news that came from Steve Scalise yesterday, the House Majority Leader. He said he's being treated for blood cancer.
Yes, what a devastating diagnosis. And of course, our prayers go out for his well-being and just a terrible news.
Well, if they got it in time, hopefully he'll be okay. I know people that have had leukemia that have come, made a full turn and come back to life, so to speak. So maybe they got it in time, and that's a good thing if they did, I hope.
Well, and of course, Steve Scalise, as we know, is a fighter. There's just no doubt about that.
Yep. Now, conservative groups are drawing up a plan to dismantle the U.S. government and replace it with Trump's vision of a government getting rid of the deep state. I don't know how they're going to do that. Do you?
Well, you know, this again is anticipatory of Donald Trump going and winning a possible second term here. But I think this project that they came up with is called Project 2025. It's about 1,000 pages long, and it has the idea to rearrange the civic infrastructure and basically get rid of what you talked about, the deep state bureaucracy. And you're right, where you start with that is anybody's guess, but they want to start with firing as many as 50,000 federal workers on day one.
By the way, The Hurricane Idalia is 108 miles from shore right now, and I just watched it wobble to the right with the model they were showing on television. So it wobbled a little bit to the right Category 3, 120-mile-an-hour winds, and they believe it's going to make Category 4 status, which would be 130.
Well, that's exactly right. And when they talk about some of these wobbles, we understand that now, as they're looking at the track of the storm, they're fairly confident that it's more or less locked in. You may have some variation 10 miles, 20 miles here and there, but they believe that they know where this is tracking now. And it's also going to accelerate, which is not something we want to hear either, but it's definitely picking up steam.
And yeah, to our friends, of course, them, but our friends in Valdosta up there, our affiliate in Valdosta and Lake City, you guys are going to get pounded. There's no way out of this. You're going to get pounded. So please be careful. Please heed the warnings. And if you need to get out of where you're at, get out of it now while you still got a little bit of time, although I think the storm is upon them up in that area. And, of course, our friends in Orlando, I heard from a couple of people in Orlando telling me, don't forget us. You know, we're getting some of this, too. Well, yeah, but they're far enough away. Whatever they're getting is not what they thought they were going to get because, again, the storm stayed a little bit further out to the west. Now, one other thing, Biden and Trump are currently neck and neck in a 2024 matchup with 11% undecided in a poll. And I don't think it's the McLaughlin poll, but in the McLaughlin poll, we're being told that Donald Trump beats Biden in an electoral landslide. I'm sure that the Democrats aren't happy to hear that.
No, they wouldn't be happy to hear that. And I think that generally speaking, you might have a national poll that doesn't take into account where the electoral votes are going to be, but where the country might be still more or less divided 50-50 between Trump and Biden or Republican and Democrat in general terms. But this electoral poll, Captain, I think is, applying this to the Electoral College is really devastating for Democrats. They've got to be scratching their heads thinking, what are we doing wrong? We're trying to mess this whole thing up, and it's just not working. In fact, it's doing the opposite.
Well, after a Supreme Court ruling, the Biden administration has now backed down on their key eco regulations, and that's a good thing. We'll make it some sanity back in the world yet, huh?
Well, that's right. And that's, of course, because when the Supreme Court makes its decision, the whatever administration's in power at the time has got to abide by that. But of course, so what do they do with the student loan payback thing? They try to find some more in runs around that. And probably, you know, bet your bottom dollar here, they'll try to find some way to appease the environmental groups, at least politically or on the surface, because of this setback that they've had.
All right, I just got a question asked me here about the tolls and the toll roads. And they said, do you know if the Florida Turnpike toll has been suspended? I didn't hear about the Florida Turnpike, per se, the North-South Turnpike, but I did hear about the Suncoast Parkway, and I did hear about the Skyway Bridge, and there was another bridge where the tolls were suspended over here on this side of Florida. So I don't know about the rest of it. Maybe I can check and find out, and we'll do that during the break, I guess. Okay, Kyle, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Guys,
you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you.
USA News update. Hurricane Idalia continues to grow stronger. The latest advisory from the National Hurricane Center says the storm has been upgraded to a Category 2 hurricane. It's now located about 240 miles southwest of Tampa. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says his state's ready for the arrival of Idalia. He's mobilized urban search and rescue teams.
And that's close to 600 search and rescue personnel. We hope to not have to need those folks, but if there is, we're going to have folks that are going to go out there.
He said officials are also prepping for fuel interruptions and currently have more than 400,000 gallons of fuel ready to deploy. Former President Trump says he made the right decision by skipping the first Republican primary debate last week. In a post on Truth Social, Trump claimed his poll numbers are up following what he called the very boring debate. He skipped the event and instead sat down for an interview with Tucker Carlson. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thank you very much. Frank Stovato, everybody. UndergroundUSA.com and, of course, the author of a new book called Nullification. You can check it out over at UndergroundUSA.com. And, by the way, I will be at the gun show on Saturday, the Two Guys Gun Show in Largo, and I'll have some copies of that book there for sale if you want to buy a few. He gave me a half a dozen to get them out and see if people might want to go ahead and use them for reference material. And we'll get into all that on Friday when we talk to Frank again. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. That's relieffactor.com/captain on the website for the 1995 3-week quick start. Now, it's something that I've taken for 13 years, and I take it for two reasons. It works. And with the problem that I have with my left foot, my left ankle, my left leg swelling up, the inflammation, I take it in the morning when I have breakfast. You should take it with a meal, and I take it when I have my breakfast, whether it's early in the morning or when I get up for brunch or lunch or whatever I do. It's the first meal. I will take a packet, and the packet has four capsules in it, easy-to-swallow capsules. And it's all natural, folks. It's all natural, 100% drug-free. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it. And what it will do is it'll go right straight to the source of whatever the problem is you got going on, and it will lower or eliminate the pain. Now, don't take my word for it. Try it. $19.95 and a 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. And then you get the choice as to how you want to get it after that. Monthly, every 2 months, every 3 months. And If you buy it every 3 months, that's the cheapest way on the capsules that they'll sell you, because you get a volume price for doing that. So that's something that they do to try to help you out. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Yep, $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, well, Kyle, obviously, we've got plenty of stuff to talk about, and we will be talking to the truckers about this storm and how it's going to affect them coming down into the south, especially through Georgia, Alabama, across I-10, I-75. There's going to be some areas where you're going to have some trouble. And I was just watching Cedar Key on the weather station here, and the waves were hitting the side wall of the Cedar Key and coming all the way across the road and dumping all that water in the road. It was about 2 or 3 feet deep, and it was also coming over the top of the businesses that were right there up against the water. And it looks like they're going to have quite a lot of flooding there, which we had mentioned that last night too, remember?
Well, that's exactly right. And even to a lesser degree, we've been seeing, for example, over in Clearwater, we've got the storm surge starting to come up. It's not a question of wind or rain, they're saying. It's that the water is just literally rising. Same story at Madeira Beach,
yep,
where we see the water coming over the main road there.
Yep, and it's up 2.5 feet above high tide right now, above that level. So you got 2.5 feet of water working its way in here in Clearwater. But what that's going to mean is it all depends on how high the surge goes. Now, GOP lawmakers have ripped Joe Biden for using the email alias addresses to conduct family business. What was he hiding?
That's a great question, Captain. If you're using the aliases Robert Peters, Robin Ware,
Robert L. Peters,
and also J.R.B. Ware, evidently. For example, if you're getting messages that are CC'd over to Hunter Biden about Ukraine, and that has information about the vice president's schedule, and that he had spoken by phone to the then Ukrainian president, and so on and so forth. I think lawmakers would like to know what was in those emails and why these aliases were necessary.
I'd like to know.
Well, sure, because it just doesn't seem correct. And in fact, it harkens back to the idea of having, like, I don't know, your own private email server, you know, where you conducted all your other business off the grid from the State Department, let's say.
Now, X, a.k.a. Twitter, will allow political ads from candidates, from parties, ahead of the U.S. election. They've changed their modus operandi. Remember, they weren't doing that before.
Well, that's right. So what they're doing now, they're lifting the ban, of course, on these cause-based ads, they say. This is going to be a whole new universe on X, formerly known as Twitter.
And the White House decided to punt on the yes or no answer to allowing transgender athletes to play female sports. That's probably a good idea for them, because that was not a winning proposition for anybody.
Well, one of the things about this, and we just ask a simple question, should biological males compete against biological females? Most people, if you ask them, if the person on the street interview, they might say no.
They do say no.
Well, of course they do. But here's what Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House spokesperson, says. She says, we've talked about this many times. Look, and again, we've talked about this multiple times. Get this, Captain. She says, it's a complicated issue. And there are a wide range of views on this, she says. So
a wide range of views?
There's a wide range of views, And they don't want to come out and try to be definitive, probably one way or the other, because they think it's going to hurt them politically. So they're staying with the with this, well, it's complicated. And I don't think the American people actually think that it's complicated. It's not that they're trying to be mean or discriminatory to somebody, that they're mean-spirited, but they do recognize, Captain, that it seems that, you know, women compete against women and men compete against men. That's what Americans believe about sports.
Do you remember what we decided one night? We had a telephone poll for our callers. And, oh, by the way, if you want to call the show, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. Do you remember the night that we had the little makeshift poll about this question, about should men be allowed to compete against women, or should the transgender men have a league of their own? Do you remember what the answer was?
I think it was pretty much have a league of their own.
That's right. Give them a league of their own. They can go do whatever they want to do, play against each other.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. So, in other words, you're not trying to exclude anybody from being able to compete, but at the same time, it's not fair to biological females who have trained their whole life to play whatever sport or do whatever Olympic event or whatever it might be, and to have them literally, you know, just out of the running.
Oh, and by the way, I should say hello to Flip. I believe he's up in North Carolina now, and he's been chiming in there. I really hadn't paid much attention because I'm thinking to myself, I haven't seen this name in a while, but I just got my opportunity, so good morning, Flip. I hope you're doing well. And we are. We dodged a bullet again down here, but we are for sure, right?
Well, that's exactly right, Captain.
And you are, because you're out there in sunny California, although I don't know how sunny it was today. You have a little rain?
No, we're having a heat wave right now, so it was definitely hot and clear skies, at least in my part of the Southern California area.
But isn't there something offshore, or hasn't it come on shore yet?
There's nothing that's come on shore that I'm aware of, but of course we'll be taking a look at that as well. But hopefully the heat will break here sooner than later.
Yeah, it'll go to Arizona. Send it all over there.
Right. Well, they're dealing with a lot of heat too. That's for sure.
That's the hottest part of the country, it looks like, right now.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay. And Wally's in there too. Wally just said hi to Flip. Well, don't say hi to us, Wally.
Well, Wally says hi to us all the time, so that's okay.
I know. I just had to throw that in there for a little fun. And Trucker Mark is out there in the highways and byways. He says he can't wait to hear the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report to find out what the heck is going on. And I'm telling you, if you look at the southeastern part of the United States right now, and you start up in, North Carolina, come down I-95, you're going to see that there's a lot of red in there. And that red doesn't mean heat. That red means it's a hurricane warning, because this thing is going to go up, make a right-hand turn, and come out somewhere in the ocean between South Carolina and North Carolina.
Well, that's right. And, of course, hopefully it will start to diminish as it begins to get overland and head towards through Georgia and so forth. But I'm sure it's going to be a massive, massive rainmaker.
And that's the question. That's the question. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Hope you're having a good night. If not, we'll try to make it a little bit better for you here on the program. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
That's your 500-mile song for the night, Dirty White Boy. And Kyle, who is that group?
What was that, Foghat or something?
Foreigner.
Foreigner, that's right. Yeah.
Foreigner, okay.
Well, I almost had it.
All right, well, this, folks, is the Tucker's Highway and Bible Report brought to you by the pilot and flying J nearest you. If you're having some trouble and you need to have a little place to stop and spend some time and let your logbook catch up to you, that's the place to do it. Now, we've got Roger P. Shulman, our news director, sitting in on this because I'm going to ask him, first of all, about what's going on with our Hurricane Idalia. Roger, how about it?
Well, we're getting some storm surge activity right now and fairly high winds along the barrier islands of Pinellas County. That would be Clearwater Beach, Madeira Beach, and that area. In fact, that water is coming in fairly rapidly right now. Talked to a fellow in Crystal Beach, and he's got the worst flooding he's had since 1999. We've also got the Big Bend area of Florida anticipating catastrophic flooding, the worst they have had in well over a century, and the state capital of Florida, Tallahassee, was not expecting to get this, but they are going to get the brunt of what could be a Category 3, maybe a Category 4 hurricane, which could cause enormous tree damage and power outages.
Yeah, they are calling for this to be a Category 4 when it comes ashore, and it's not going to weaken for a little while. It's going to tear some things up. And it's going to make that right turn and go out somewhere and go back up the eastern seaboard. But I'm looking at the hurricane warnings here, Roger, on the map, and all this red that's on that map, that's hurricane warnings all the way up into South Carolina.
Yeah, Georgia, Valdosta, places like that will be hit by that. So a lot of our listeners who perhaps were not expecting a hurricane are going to get one.
All right, and Kyle, you said that we've got more power outages now. Want to tell us about that?
Well, that's exactly right. We've got more power outages showing up now. Earlier, Sarasota was leading the way. They've got a little bit more now, almost 8,000 people out in Sarasota County. To the north there, Pinellas County, now 12,500 customers are said to be out. Up in Wakulla, staying about the same, but nearby in Gulf County, about 500 people out so far. So this is what we're seeing happening, but of course, unfortunately, we expect it to grow as we go through the night.
And if you have an electric car, do not drive it through standing water. Right?
Yeah, right. Well, exactly right.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. We saw Cedar Key in the map a little while ago, and the waves that were pounding the seawall and coming right up over the top of the road, and there was about 3 feet of water in the road, and it was going right over the roof of a couple of businesses that were there. I'm sure that's making things real nice inside those businesses.
Wow. I think you're exactly right. Yes, that's going to be, of course, you know, in the morning light, people will be able to start assessing the damage after the storm moves through. But there's literally nothing that can be done if the water comes up that high.
Yeah. And for our truckers that are on the interstate coming down from Atlanta, and I know a lot of you are probably out there right now, you're going to be in a hurricane warning about the time you get about 40, 50 miles south of Atlanta, all the way south down into Florida. There's no way out of it. You'll probably have some wind, some thunderstorms, a lot of rain coming down, heavy rain, sideways rain. It's also up I-95, starting out about the North Carolina-South Carolina line all the way down into Florida. Not so bad on the east side of Florida as what it is on the west side. So if you're coming over to I-75, you're definitely going to have some issues. And as I said, flooding, low-lying flooding is part of the course. And Kyle, we certainly have it here. And Roger can tell you that the causeway is what comes to mind with me, Roger, because of these south winds.
They can be a problem. The main Sunshine Skyway Bridge is still open, but there will be some problems. When I came across the Courtney Campbell causeway, that's between Pinellas and Tampa, there were some waves that were kind of flirting with the roadway, and that could definitely be worse now with a higher tide.
Now, that's Cedar Key, and there's still spots west of Cedar Key, including Cedar Key, that could get a 15-foot surge of seawater, and we're looking at the waves pounding right now, coming right over the road, and it's staying right there in the highway. I mean, the road is getting flooded. The waves have got nowhere to go but in that highway.
Looks like somebody has a car getting destroyed by salt water right now. We can see on our monitor.
It's a Cadillac.
I hope they've got insurance on that thing.
Yeah, it's a Cadillac. Okay, well, Kyle, keep it going. Tell us what's going on out west.
Well, out west, Captain, just real briefly, we do have some a lot of rain up in the Pacific Northwest region, also through parts of central Montana. Helena, Montana, right now you've got rain. Our friends in Missoula, and then going up I-90, heading towards Idaho, you've got rain coming across the interstate there. Most of northern Idaho and most of northeastern Washington is getting rain, and the same can be said through just a little bit east of Seattle down through central Washington, lots and lots of precipitation. But just again, real briefly, where the heat is right now continues down into Arizona. Our friends in Tucson and Phoenix, Arizona, right now in the overnight hours, it's 97 degrees. That's going to continue over into the Southern California area. Excessive heat warnings continue out in the desert. Temperatures could reach up to 118. So, back to you.
All right. Well, we've got some 100-degree temperatures in the eastern part of Texas and the southern part of Louisiana and the southern part of Mississippi. So be advised that that's where the heat is in the south tonight. And then we've got some flooding going on from Snowshoe over to Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, up to Binghamton, and quite an area flooding up and down I-81. So you want to be careful over there. And I know that can get interesting over in that area when you're going down into the lower-lying areas down along the river up there. And, of course, there is some fog in the eastern part of Kentucky tonight. And we've got some of the schmutz up there again in the western part of Minnesota, about 60, 70 miles in, all the way from the Canadian border on down to Iowa. And then in Nebraska, from Grand Island all the way over to Omaha and all the way down to Kansas, over about 150 miles into Nebraska. Again, very poor air quality. And just to add for good measure, I guess, the Dallas Metroplex has got a poor quality alert for air, so people need to be advised of that. And Roger, thank you very much for letting me know what's going on here. And we appreciate it, and we'll might call on you the next hour again.
I'll be around.
All right. And Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
All right, Ben. Once again, I'd like to thank Roger, too. It's good to hear him. Okay, folks, the Pilot and Flying J Travel Center brings you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the broadcast. You can find out more about them and their My Rewards Plus app and how you can earn points on the fuel that you buy and other things that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers by going to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. You can also use their locations function to find the location nearest you. Once again, pilotflyingj.com.
You betcha. And once again, everybody, don't forget that when you come on down towards Florida, coming out of Georgia tonight with the hurricane down here, you want to find yourself a place to plan on stopping at a Pilot or Flying J, making sure that you don't have to come driving down through all of this sideways rain and the wind and all that stuff, especially when you get down into the Panhandle area of Florida. Because if you're coming down through Valdosta, down 75, you're going to hit it there all the way down to Tampa and probably all the way to Sarasota until you finally get out of it. All right. Well, Kyle, again, one last time, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, the website, please.
Yes, that's pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out how you can download the My Rewards Plus app and start saving and earning points today.
Yeah, you'll save at least a nickel a gallon to begin with. And I know the other day, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago now because I hadn't used my card in a while, but I wound up saving 10 cents a gallon. I was surprised.
That's amazing. That's great.
And that was before the price was as high as it is now. All right. Here comes the music. Hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be back hour number two coming up here right after we take a break and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and sell some of their commercials and make you feel real good about the weather. Maybe it's better there than it is here. And we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.